Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump traveled to North Carolina to get briefed on recovery efforts and will be in California later to tour the destruction from wildfires there. While in North Carolina, the president signaled possible changes to the federal response on disasters, including eliminating FEMA. Lawmakers are reacting. Republican Senator Susan Collins says she would rather see tweaks or oversight instead.
I still think you need some sort of FEMA-like agency at the federal level because states are overwhelmed at times of terrible natural disasters.
The first wave of military troops have arrived at the southern border after President Trump declared a national emergency, and military planes now involved in deportation flights. They're set to begin Monday. Tonight, the Senate takes a full vote on whether to confirm Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The 2025 American Birding Association Bird of the Year is the common loon. Wisconsin's summer loon population is nearly 4,000 adults, most of whom reside in the northern part of the state. However, at this time of the year, you're not going to see too many, as loons travel to wintering habitats along southern shores. The most iconic feature of the loon, other than their haunting call, is their deep red eyes, with scientists speculating that the color allows them to filter red while hunting underwater. Or, like many bold bird characteristics, it helps them attract mates, affirm territory, or signal maturity to other loons. Although their eye does not remain red for their entire life. In fact, when they first hatch, their eye color is gray to brown, only starting to turn red during the first winter. And throughout their lifespan, their eye tends to shift shades of red during the non-breeding and the breeding seasons. More information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. While salt may help keep our roads safe in the winter, using too much can cause problems in our water supply. Melissa Kay has more.
January 27th through the 31st is Winter Salt Week.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, program manager with Wisconsin Saltwise. She said part of the education during Salt Week is helping those who deal with our roads understand the best ways to utilize salt.
First, really tackling snow and ice with mechanical tools. So getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
Madison said many municipalities are treating roads with salt brine before winter storms. She said that works like cooking spray, preventing the bond between the snow and the pavement, making it easier to remove. Because the salt is diluted, municipalities are able to reduce the overall amount of salt they use in a season.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC. HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few flurries and snow showers, and temps steady to slowly rising through the teens. For tomorrow, early flurries, plenty of clouds and breezy. Highs in the mid-20s. Sun's back for Sunday, high low 20s. Warmer in the next week. It's 14 degrees right now. 98Q Country.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band finishing off Fishing in the Dark here on 98Q Country WCQM. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q studios, hanging out with you from Park Falls until 7 o'clock today, playing you five country songs in a row all over the place. Five in a row here, five in a row there. Talking Packers here. What's today about? Well, we just covered that, but we will be talking Packers soon after... What do you know? Another five in a row. Carly Pierce is up next with Every Little Thing. Then Joe Nichols, Post Malone, Black Hawk, and more of your country favorites before we talk Packers in 15 minutes.
The sand that you left on my pillow, the sound of your heartbeat with mine, the look in your eyes like a the taste of your kiss soaked in wine. Every little thing, I remember every little thing. The hide, the hurt, the shine, the sting of every
Country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
pro, he resells Red Wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for someone.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Short and sweet.
alibi says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Goodbye says it all, says Blackhawk here on 98Q Country, finishing off the five in a row that started the 4 o'clock hour. This one brought to you by K&B Refrigeration of Medford. They handle all of your major brand appliance needs to fit your budget at K&B Refrigeration in Medford, or find them in Phillips inside Ken's Carpet Center, their appliance outlet. That's K&B Refrigeration of Medford and Phillips. Now that that five in a row is over, though, it's time we talk Packers for the first of two times today, or NFL football. I usually kind of mix and match a bit. We've checked in a few times over the season with Zach Cruz, a writer with the Packers Wire website, and really a great reporter to follow if you want more Packers in your life than one weekly game can cover. It's not too in-depth or in the weeds, but it is quality info for those who want more than Joe Buck and Troy Aikman talk about during the game. Yesterday, Zach analyzed Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed and the season he had, because it was a weird one. Essentially, Jaden looked elite for the first half of the season and then basically disappeared. For example, Jaden was targeted 75 times over the season. 47 of those targets, just shy of two-thirds, came in the first nine games. So why did the Packers slow down when it came to throwing Jaden the ball? He set his personal record this past season for receiving yards at 857. Over 600 of those came in the first nine games. He forced nine missed tackles over the season. All nine came in the first nine games. Zach raised an interesting question. Did Reed have an injury that we didn't know about? Maybe he was unhappy with his usage and was just being quiet about it with the media. He played in every game, though, and still saw fewer targets this season than he did last year when he was a rookie. The other question Zach raised is whether the Packers changed their offense philosophy at the bye week. Maybe game plan changes were made that benefited the team at the expense of Jaden Reed's statistics. That's my hunch, or at least part of it, especially because just like last year, Jordan Love was a completely different player in the second half of the season. Like Zach, though, I'm not exactly optimistic that these questions will be answered in the first place, let alone soon. What I am sure of, we need Reed, or at least the Packers need players of his skill level playing at or near their potential if they want to succeed. That didn't happen this season, and if you know why, please call the Packers at 1-800-what? 1-800-LAMBO? I mean, that's the right number of letters, so I guess let's go with that. We'll talk Packers one more time today and soon, but first, we'll check the weather for you and bring you sweet music. Five in a row, coming up next on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Custer is adapting to a smaller race team this offseason. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass presented by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go!
To book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Cole Custer returns to the NASCAR Cup Series this season with the newly branded Haas Factory Team, a single-car organization from the now-closed four-car Stewart Haas Racing Team. Custer says the vibe in the shop feels a bit different as the team prepares for the season ahead.
Feels like a little bit of a new place, honestly. You know, it's, you know, four down to one. It's a lot tighter. You know, there's a lot, you know, just tighter group of people, I would say. And I think it's very exciting to see what we can do this year and hopefully build something that we can be proud of.
Custer last ran in the Cup Series in 2022 for the team, making the move back to the Xfinity Series the last 2 years, winning the 2023 championship and finishing second last season. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few flurries and snow showers, and temps steady to slowly rising through the teens. For tomorrow, early flurries, plenty of clouds and breezy, highs in the mid-20s. The sun's back for Sunday, high low 20s. Warmer into next week. Right now it's 13.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
I've been watching my way. I've been trying to do right. Been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my car. station you call. I kinda wanna drown your memory. Kinda wanna raise my finger to all them used to be's. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere.
Country.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride. Pedal to the floor, boy. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-up, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's all right, cause I'm running every red light.
From the black lagoon. get it together.
I try to think about Shakespeare.
My name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98 Q Country.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love. You love me good. You love me good. You love me
shot.
Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds. Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Beer for my horses, Toby Keith, with an assist from Willie Nelson. Man, not to get maudlin, but between those two, can you believe that Willie's the one we've still got around? Rest in peace, Toby. We'll play Toby plenty of times throughout the day here on 98Q. Not too much, but man, did he cover a lot of range and subject matter and style. Toby's right at home every hour, if you ask me. All right. We're going to get back to Packer talk here. Lots of dust settling across the NFL. Really over the last week, matches have been made between head coaches and the teams who needed them. Earlier this week, former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson took the job with the Bears, just barely beating former Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn to his own announcement as he became the Jets head coach, or at least announced that he would be. I'm not sure it's on paper quite yet. Around the same time, the Patriots announced that one of their former players, Mike Vrabel, would be the next head coach for them after Jared Mayo's misbegotten attempt. Then you've got the total mess in Florida. If you haven't heard about the Florida teams and the head coaching search, buckle up. So it all stems from Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles. He's done really well with the team the last few years, but he's also apparently announced that this would be his last season coaching coming up. As such, offensive coordinator Liam Cohen has had an incredibly weird week, with a heck of a finish, though. Originally, Cohen was a leading candidate for the head coaching position with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cohen, though, was among a few candidates who expressed concern about the Jaguars' general manager. Trent Baalke is his name, and he's presented some issues with other head coaches. Baalke used to be the 49ers general manager, and actually some candidates canceled their interview with the Jaguars because of Baalke, including Liam Cohen. Well, Jaguars owner Shad Khan, known across the league as one of the more open and approachable owners, certainly with his own style, Shad surprised me, and I think a lot of other people, when he parted ways with Trent Baalke the following day. I couldn't believe it. The announcement included the phrase, mutually agreed, but I think you can guess what I think about that much. Just like that, though, Liam Cohen had rescheduled his canceled interview in Jacksonville, and now, earlier today, or late yesterday, I believe, announced that he'll be the next Jaguars head coach. Indeed, earlier today, former Patriots and Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll announced that he'd accept the head coach role for the Las Vegas Raiders, which to me is a huge win for a team looking for a fresh start. That leaves just two openings remaining, the New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys. I've heard plenty of rumors about a possible coach Deion Sanders situation in Dallas, but of course Deion's son Shadur stands to be drafted this coming April, so keep your eyes peeled if Deion takes that job at all, but especially if he takes it and announces it before the draft. Even if that Cowboys position is still vacant after the draft or at the draft, watch closely for who grabs Shadur Sanders. Dak Prescott is the elder statesman in the quarterback room there, and new head coaches like making changes, so who knows? As always, we'll see. Here's hoping that all of these changes result in close games and fun highlights next season. Now, no more football for today here on 98Q, at least not until the Wolf Farm Sports Report coming up at 5. Here on WCQM, news and weather too. Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Park Falls, Five Field, and Butternut. Stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down.
myself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning. This in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know.
Yeah. was a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed, too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
Got a girl named Sheila, she goes bash on tequila, got a job that gets the job done, I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky tonk, I go down to the honky tonk.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk.
I go down to the honky tonk, I go down to the honky tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk, I go down to the honky tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky tonk.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The full Senate takes a late night